If you'll pardon me, I've a little bit of news of my own. If the Mail is anything to go by, many of the listening population have spotted a report that next year I'm going to turn into Chris Evans. I hate to tell you, but it's true. I was hoping to break it to you, my loyal listener, more gently. I wanted to be the first to tell you. It's the least I owe you for endless years and countless hours of morning companionship and friendship and good humour and laughter. And your loyalty and support's been a beacon of love in my life. And there hasn't been a morning, no matter how dark and drear, that I haven't had a smile on my face and a song in my heart at the prospect of your company, your marvellous mail, your wit and your wisdom. And it touches me deeply that I've played a part in your lives, for it seems like generations, mothers and fathers who tell me how they forced their children to listen to me in the morning, just as they were forced by their parents. And many, many people, alone, ill or sad, for whom Wake Up to Wogan has been a comfort and a consolation. Well, let me tell you, it'll never match what all of you have meant to me. And this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my broadcasting career, to say goodbye to you in the mornings. But if not this year, when? 5 years? 10? I'd rather leave while we're in love, as the song says. While the programme is the most popular on British radio, while we still delight in each other's company.